Phoenix Books presents King Khan, written and performed by Stephen J. Cannell. This performance is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1997 Dove Audio sound recording.
The poker game had been a card hustler's dream. The players were strictly in the talented amateur category, and the stakes were unlimited. Hundreds of thousands of dollars routinely changed hands in the invitation-only game that commenced promptly at 7:30 every Tuesday night in the luxurious locker room of New Jersey's Greenboro Country Club. Joseph Rena was there. He was only 5'8", but there was an aura about him. He radiated power and was movie star handsome. He was reputed to be a New Jersey mob boss, although he had never been convicted of anything. His nickname on the street was Joe Dancer. He sat at the green felt table, clothed in perfectly tailored Armani. Joe Rena joined this game once a month. He would drive down from Atlantic City to the Greenboro Country Club and was generally the big winner. Seated to his right was Beano Bates. He had been trying to get in on this high-stakes game for a month. He was a well-known card shark and con man. He was also playing incognito under the name of Frank LeMay. He was dark-haired, handsome, and had always traded on his looks and charm. Although he was a world-class poker player, Beano never depended solely on his card-playing skill. He had two shiners working on the table. One was a money clip, which he would lay on the table directly in front of him. It was shiny, but only reflected directly back. Beano could deal cards over the clip, and the shiner would reflect the cards as they were flipped off the deck, giving him full knowledge of what was in play. The other was a palm shiner, which he used...